Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, these broadcasts come by faster and faster, quicker and quicker. Now into hour number three on this live Wednesday edition, 22nd day of February 06. And let's take a couple of your calls right now. We have another guest joining us. U.S. Border Patrol agents prosecuted by Homeland Security. You'll learn why after the break. More on Bob Woodward coming out and saying we may go into martial law on the San Antonio Express News. More details on that. More on the Cheney shooting. Just so much in this next hour. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Jamie in Kentucky and then Cliff and Joe. Jamie, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
This world's filled up with corruption right now. Just not only in the government.
Like Gary Brownfield says, corruption gone to seed.
And it's so. I've talked about before when I was on here. It's so close, and it's not in our hands. It's in the Lord's hands, and ain't nothing we can do but just, you know what. Just pray and pray. We got to pray for our leaders anyhow.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Let me just say this about that. Trust in God and tie up your camels, the Bedouin saying, or somebody else said, trust in God but row away from the rocks, and God helps those that helps themselves. And it certainly everything is in God's hands, but listen. God over and over again, the Bible tells his people, stand up against evil. Who will fight the evil ones if you don't? Who will fight in my name? Who will do? And the church has been bought off, paid off, taken over by the globalist, World Council of Churches, all of that. And they're just saying, lay down, pray about it. Let's say the water supply is poisoned, which it is, with sodium and stannous fluoride and all these toxins. Do I just go, oh, that's the way it is, I'm going to pray about it? Or should I tell people, hey, filter your water? Or let's say Ritalin's making kids have heart attacks and stunting their growth and really bad for them. The drug companies are corrupt. Should I just go, man, stuff's corrupt? Or should I warn people about Ritalin, which people are now waking up to and refusing to take? Or, you know, or if torture's going on, should I just go, they're torturing people, but there's nothing we can do, so might as well just, you know, just pray about it. I pray about it, and God says, hey, okay, you prayed about it. Now, here's your answer. Go get involved and fight it and expose it. I mean, just because the evil's rising right now doesn't mean that we shouldn't rise against it. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction, and you're part of that. So have faith there, Jamie. Cliff in Utah, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? That Joan Vian, she's quite the lady. She's very intelligent, and she's 100% correct. But I think she needs to kind of base something, too, on the way they've changed the law and the court systems where it's taken everybody down. They've substituted administrative law for a substantive law, and you're a witness against yourself.
Well, you're right, and then here's an example. Marriage licensing didn't start until blacks were attempting to marry white women. It was racist, and they started it just for them to then have regulatory control. When you sign the marriage license agreement, it says you become – it says, I read it on air, you become a ward of the state. And you give your children over to the government, you are signing up eventually for welfare. And but see, in the past, they would use the CPS on people who'd sign those. Now they don't care if you don't have a marriage license. They claim you're under their jurisdiction to begin with. It's all color of law, criminality, and these administrative admiralty courts is what they are taking over. Yes.
Yes, and I'd like to say something about the church involvement in this, too. I have two sons that are in the Mennonites. And that all they say is, oh, God will take care of us. And I said, you better be ready to fight, because that's what it says in the Bible, too. And they don't understand that, Alex.
Well, I think the Mennonites and the Amish are great. But you're right. They need to grow up and realize that they need to add something to that equation. That's defending their family.
You know,
and
what
they're using CPS all over the country to grab their kids. They're harassing them now.
You know what I told them? I told him, I said, you're nothing but pawns in the hands of Satan, and it's a fact, Alex.
Well, yeah, I mean, getting out of the system, I think, is really good, but you can't totally get out of it. You've got to be in the world, but not of it. I mean, it comes down to that.
That is
correct. You do not protect yourself, you know, just, you can't physically pull out of it.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
8 minutes into this third and final hour, my friends, Dimitri Vassileros is our guest, and he writes for the Tribune Review. Amazing story. Two nations are threatening American law enforcement officers who protect this republic's southern border. Mexico is the obvious threat. 800-plus dead last year in the Texas-Mexico border alone. Rocket attacks, missions and embassies closing, more dangerous than the West Bank. And State Department reports car bombs going off, Los Zetas killing and slaughtering. Just total bedlam. The tourism industry has folded. The communities on both sides are folding. And nothing's happening. I'm sorry, side issue. Mexico is the obvious threat. The other will stun you. Men dressed as Mexican soldiers, it's Mexican soldiers now, it's admitted, have set foot on American soil more than 200 times in the last decade. That's a lot more than that. The Mexican government claims they are impersonators. I've been in Mexico, seen the troops guarding the drugs, helping drug warlords shipping into the United States, whether soldiers or soldiers of fortune. Come on, folks. I've interviewed the sheriffs who were there with Mexican troops in Mexican Humvees aiming machine guns at them. Mexico has done virtually nothing to stop incursions by heavily armed forces in the military-style Humvees. Well, they get drug dealers shooting at them and attacking them, and this guy was running from them and had a bunch of marijuana. So they shot at him and hit him in the rear end, and Homeland Security came and got the guy and is going to give him immunity from the drugs and the weapons charges if he will go and be a witness against the Border Patrol agents to put them in prison. This is your government. They're not just harassing topless bars in Las Vegas with Homeland Security or toy stores with the Patriot Act or homeless people or widows or libraries. I mean, it's everything. It's just, there's hundreds of articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, mainstream, where Homeland Security is involved in called what they call infrastructure protection. And that's the entire economy, the entire society. They've got the TSA new Viper teams in Dallas and Houston, just, you know, where I live in Texas, running around randomly searching people at shopping malls, going, we're randomly looking for terrorists. Just randomly. No, it's randomly teaching us how to live in a police state. But don't you, the Border Patrol's been told, don't fire back when you're shot at. We've had the head of their union on. Okay? All right, I'm going to shut up. His name is Dimitri Vassalaros. His article is excellent. We have links to it over at the Tribune Review on Infowars.com. Mr. Vassalaros, thank you for coming on and writing your excellent piece.
Well, Alex, you're very kind. Dimitri is fine, and it is the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. If you would just tell your listeners that so that they know, you know, where we are.
Yes, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, the big Super Bowl winner. And folks can link through, again, on my website directly to your columns. And
Thank you.
You have a weekly column or twice a week column in there, right?
Actually, I write three columns a week plus editorials as well.
Okay. So, sir, I mean, without me reading the whole lengthy article, tell us about this outrage.
The two Border Patrol agents. First, I want to give credit where credit is due. I learned about this through a story in the El Paso Times. I was going to write a column about the Sheriff's Department in Hudspeth County, Texas, just east of El Paso.
Yeah, we had them on. They had the machine guns aimed at them.
Exactly. And
they had the marijuana stolen back from them.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
There's video of it, yeah.
And I was going to do a column on that, about how the Sheriff's Department, the deputies, claimed that the drug dealers had supposedly put bounties on their heads, up to $10,000 reward, supposedly for killing a sheriff's deputy, and I was, of course, outraged.
That's
been
in the Mexican papers, by the way. They called for that in the papers.
It's unbelievable. And so, as I was doing research on that online, using primarily Google, I stumbled across this story in the El Paso Times about these two Border Patrol agents, and I hope I hope I'm not mispronouncing their names, Jose Alonso Companion and Ignacio Ramos, Border Patrol agents, the good guys. They shot a person in the drug trade, a driver, on Osvaldo Aldretti Davila. Again, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing the man's name. He's an illegal alien, admitted drug smuggler, and they shot him in the buttocks in February of 2005, according to the El Paso Times. Mr. Davila had been driving a van brimming with marijuana, about 700 pounds, I think, of marijuana, heading toward an El Paso stash house, according to the El Paso Times.
Driving
and
recklessly.
The Border Patrol agents stopped him and shot at him as he was retreating, trying to escape back to Mexico. And I read that part of the story, and I thought, well, I mean, surely the Department of Homeland Security would give these two Border Patrol agents medals for stopping this. Turns out that is not what happened. The Department of Homeland Security sent an investigator and said that since the Border Patrol agents did not mention that they had shot at this drug dealer from Mexico, this illegal alien, and since they had picked up the shell casings, then supposedly, to the investigator's mind anyway, it indicated that they were trying to cover up something.
Now, this is all in the same day, though. I mean, they're just, Homeland Security is just showing up, claiming that the cops now need to go to jail.
The Border Patrol agents were covering up, and so they brought charges against the agents. There was a grand jury, a federal grand jury, that that ruled against the agents, claiming, federal grand jury in April charged the agents with assault with intent to commit murder. Again, this is they're doing their job now, shooting at a illegal immigrant dealing in drugs, driving a van full of marijuana. But the grand jury charged the agents with assault with intent to commit murder, assault
with serious
bodily injury.
And again, they pull him over and he races away recklessly driving.
I don't know the specifics. I'd have to refer back to other newspaper articles.
Yeah, well, that's what it says here. But, I mean, the guy's careening. Cops shoot at cars all the time.
I don't dispute that. The Border Patrol agents also were charged with assault with serious bodily injury and assault with a deadly weapon, potentially 40 years in federal prison. Now, these are our guys. The investigator finds Mr. Davila, the Mexican, the drug dealer, and says to him that you will be offered immunity on the drug charges.
If you testify against him. I mean, even if they're going to charge these Border Patrol officers, what is Homeland Security doing? I thought we're on the edge of being hit with A-bombs any minute, and Al-Qaeda's going to drink our blood like a vampire, and they're hiding under every rock and under all our beds at night. But meanwhile, Homeland Security's arresting homeless people sleeping at train stations and charging them with the Patriot Act. Were you aware of that, or visiting toy store owners because they're selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes in St. Helen, Oregon? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I can't speak to those other issues. I don't dispute what you're saying. I simply don't know. But I do know that what is being done to these two Border Patrol agents, I think, is outrageous and a metaphor about what is wrong with our government, whether it be the Republicans or the Democrats. But in this case, since the Republicans are in charge of the White House and Congress, what they are doing in terms of not defending our border.
Well, the old head of the Border Patrol was Mr. Bach, was a former head of the Ford Foundation who wants open borders, mm-hmm. and they're doing everything they can to keep these open. Bush has said he wants this blanket guest worker amnesty program, and they do everything they can. They make the Border Patrol go out for half their shift and pick up trash off the side of the road. They're not allowed to, in many cases, to even shoot back when they're being shot at. They're being killed, and it shows how they're trying to tie their hands.
It really is outrageous. I feel terribly for the Border Patrol agents, as well as for the American citizens who live along the border, and for the Mexican citizens who also live along the border who are not trying to escape into this country.
Well, yeah, you're up in Pittsburgh, sir. You're up in Pittsburgh. Let me just tell you what it's like here. Nuevo Laredo and Laredo on our side is a ghost town now.
Yes, we've done editorials about that, as a matter of fact, about how the drug dealers have taken over the Mexican border towns and have just with the help of the Mexico, without the Mexican government intervening or trying to stop it.
Well, then they blow up newspapers that don't play ball, and the newspaper the next day says, "We'll never report on you again. We will submit."
Well, you might not want to give any of your listeners those ideas, because some of them might think, hey, that's not such a bad idea, blowing up newspapers that we disagree with.
No, but I'm
with.
Sure you saw that newspaper down in South Texas over the border in Mexico that a day after being bombed said, okay, no more drug dealer stories.
I did not read that. No, I did not. But when I had lived in San Diego in the early 90s, I went with the Border Patrol on a drive, a ride-along, and got to see up close and personal what it was like even back then with the border with Tijuana, and how the coyotes would create a distraction in one part of the border so that the Border Patrol agents would have to address that, and then allow the people in the other part of the border to cross over. And it never ends.
Well, Dimitri, I don't blame you for not knowing about the latest thing, because most of it doesn't even get reported, but it's on Texas TV now, finally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they blew the building up. Okay, right over the border from Texas, and because they'd done a bad story about the drug dealers,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you heard about all the American citizens getting kidnapped across the border, and they take them back to Mexico. I mean, it's bedlam, sir.
I don't dispute that it appears to be almost lawless.
Did you hear about the 10-part series in the San Antonio Express News?
The what, please?
The El Ceniso town that flies the Mexican flag?
No, as a matter of fact, I had not.
Sir, it is a takeover here.
I don't dispute that. What are the United States senators, Texas United States senators, doing about it? What is Governor Perry doing about it? I'm curious.
He had a big photo op. He sent a mixed mash of Texas Guard and cops. The total number is 100, staggered out over the next 6 months. So about 20 people down there at any one time, oh boy, for 800 miles of border.
I think I don't understand why the people of Texas put up with that. I really don't.
I hate to be jumping on you and running over. I mean, I'm glad you're mad about these guys and now facing 40 years in prison, but we want the national media and people up north to know it's a lot worse than even you're hearing, brother.
Well, I was amazed was I stumbled across the story there, the El Paso Times story. I looked at the names of the two Border Patrol agents who are being targeted by their own government, and I did a Google search using their names as keywords, assuming that I would see maybe a few dozen stories about them, and yet I saw nothing, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. Nobody else is writing about
this. Well, sir, stay there. We got a break. I want to come back and hear where this case is going. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I typed in newspaper bombed in Mexico during the break trying to Google it, and there was just so many links, so many examples. The one that happened a few weeks ago, I'm pulling that up right now, but here's bomb destroys car of Primo Hora editor in Nuevo Laredo. And then just a few weeks ago, they bombed that very newspaper. I'm pulling all that up right now, and that's the problem. None of this gets the attention it needs to here, and it's happening on our side of the border. We're talking to one of the writers with the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. We have a link over to the story at Infowars.com. U.S. Border Patrol agents prosecuted by U.S. government. Dimitri, continuing, where is this going? I mean, as you said, there's not enough outrage about this. Where is the trial going right now with these two Border Patrol agents?
I am not sure. I've not kept on top of it since I've written this, had written this column and ran on Friday, although it is fascinating because I've been getting so much feedback from all across the country. This has been one of the most read columns that I have ever done. We keep track of the number of hits that each one of our articles, columns, or whatever gets with our website. May I give the address of the website? Would that be all right, Alex?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's www.triblive.com. That's TRIBLIVE.com. And we have a listing about the most read articles, and this column has been one of the most read over the last, since Friday. It's been really astounding. A number of times it's actually been read more often than stories about the world champion Pittsburgh Steelers. It's astounding.
Yeah, people really are concerned. Imagine if you write an article, sir, about how the State Department has issued three travel warnings for South Texas itself, saying it's more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. Were you aware of those?
I had heard stories about that. I can't say firsthand, but
I'm saying write an article about that because, I mean, I'm trying to spur, you know, the press that wants to tell the truth. Do some more research. I think you're going to be surprised. It's much worse than you even know, sir.
I don't doubt that for 1 second. And frankly, I was amazed that the rest of the media had not picked up on this story from the El Paso Times, but I'm glad I stumbled across it and shared the information with my readers all across the country. And I must tell you, the email that I've been getting from literally all across the country has been astounding. I mean, hundreds of emails from north, south, east, and west. People simply cannot believe what is being done to these Border Patrol agents and how the Department of Homeland Security is operating. It's an outrage that people are fed up and they want something done about this.
Sir, Los Zetas, the paramilitary gangs, and they're still in the Mexican military, folks. Mm-hmm. They are bombing people in their cars in Dallas, machine gunning people in San Antonio. I mean, it is massive, and you'll see a little blurb in the newspaper, a little blurb here, a little blurb there. The Dallas Morning News will have like a one-inch little column like it's no big deal. I mean, if it was Arabs bombing cars with people in them in Texas, it would be dun-dun-dun, Fox News, CNN, top story, the terrorist hit, lockdown of the state. Mm-hmm. But see, they don't want the American people to know about the real threat because they're busy basically merging our economies.
Well, I don't have any firsthand knowledge of that, but I can certainly understand the frustration that I hear in your voice. There's no question about that. And I would welcome you or your readers to, or excuse me, your listeners to consider sending me story ideas of things that are happening or have just happened. I don't want older stories, but something certainly occurred.
Well, this is an example of what we're talking about. This is what my listeners attempt to do with our dozens and dozens of AM/FM affiliates, internet listeners, and Troy listeners is that a lot of reporters like yourself are good, do want to do real stories, and there's such a news blackout, though, or regional news blackout, they don't know. It is up to us to not just send you stories, but everybody's stories.
I agree. You might want to start with me, though. Tell me, the newspaper that was a blown up, was this when did this happen? Where was this again?
This happened 2 weeks ago, and I'm here while we're talking trying to read Google. But just type in newspaper bombed or Mexico newspaper bombed.
This newspaper was in Mexico?
Yes, in Mexico, and there have been a whole bunch of them. That's the problem, is I thought I could just type this in and get the particular one, but I've got a whole bunch of stories here. Here's one of them. Bomb destroys car of Prima Hora editor in Nuevo Laredo. And I tell you what we can do. We're about to break. If you want, I can, in 3 minutes during a break, I can probably pull all these up. I asked my staff to, and they're...
Why don't we do this? My email address is at the bottom of my column, so if... Perhaps your producer, Violet, who was wonderful, by the way, very sweet, nice person, would want to maybe email that information to me, or perhaps some of your listeners, if they wanted to do that, they could just get my email address at the bottom of my column.
Sure, it's D. Vassaleros.
At tribweb.com. tribweb.com.
And Vassileros is V-A-S-S-I-L-A-R-O-S at tribweb.com. And by the end of the show, I will find all those news articles and read part of them on the air for the listeners. Sir, thank you for joining us. We'll be talking soon. Thanks for doing a good article.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank your listeners as well for caring, and I hope you have a great day.
You bet. God bless. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
We got a little cartoon on MichaelWars.com. Cheney's got a gun. It's pretty funny, but Capitol Hill Blues now reporting, and that's up on our website, and they've always been a good source, that the Secret Service filled out an incident report that Cheney was obviously inebriated. Now, first they lied and said he hadn't been drinking any that day. Now he only had one beer. I mean, it's a total fraud, but here's the audio from the little music video cartoon, Cheney's Got a Gun.
Dick Cheney's got a gun. Dick Cheney's got a gun.
Find it hard to fish and play. His body had it coming, 'cause when Cheney's got a gun, he's
Dick Cheney shot someone. Cindy Sheehan better run. Better watch her liberal buns. Tell them that the war's not through. They probably put a hole in you.
I tell you, it's hilarious, but it's not funny when you really start talking about it. And it really has become a big distraction and diversion from everything. But when we get into the news here and we find out that the Secret Service are saying that Dick Cheney was indeed drinking, this is a Capitol Hill Blue Up on PrisonPlanet.com. Secret Service agents say Cheney was drunk when he shot lawyer. A written report from Secret Service agent guarding Vice President Dick Cheney when he shot Texas lawyer Harry Whittington on a hunting outing 2 weeks ago says Cheney was clearly inebriated at the time of the shooting. Agents observed several members of the hunting party, including the Vice President, consuming alcohol before and during the hunting expedition. The report notes that Cheney exhibited visible signs of impairment, including slurred speech and erratic actions, the report said. According to those who have read the report and talked with others present at the outing, Cheney was drunk when he gunned down his friend, and the day and a half delay in allowing Texas law enforcement officials to the ranch where the shooting occurred gave all members of the hunting party time to sober up. And that's true. It was around 13, almost 14 hours. The media says 15. I say 13 plus. That's what I count up. But then it was a day and a half that led them actually on to the physical area where it happened. We talked with a number of administration officials who are privy to the inside information on Vice President's shooting accident, and all admit Secret Service agents and others saw Cheney consume far more than one beer he claimed he drank at the lunch earlier that day. This was a South Texas hunt, says one White House aide. Of course there was drinking. There's always drinking, lots of it. Cheney has a long history of alcohol abuse, including two convictions of driving under the influence when he was younger. Doctors tell me that some, like Cheney, who is taking blood thinners because of a history of heart attacks, could get legally drunk now after consuming just one drink. And it goes on and on. The whole thing's a lie. The whole thing's a fraud. Back to the Texas, it was in Louisville, Laredo, newspaper getting bombed about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. It's all register here, register there, Denton newspapers and others. And Ryan Slickhuis is busy right now uploading video. And so we'll be sure and post that under, just because I don't like to say something. I mean, even when I have UAW mainstream news articles saying the Arabs are getting it, people go, it's not true. So I don't want to sit here and report something I said almost 2 weeks ago, and then people are like, well, where is it? Someday under the sun, I will find that. It's weird how you can find some story so easy, but this border stuff is a real hassle. So I think instead of just looking for it, we should go ahead and register with that Denton paper and go ahead and get that article. I'm surprised that we just found two newspapers that have it, and because I never watch TV, and I was sitting in a hotel room because we're having our house painted, having some work done on it, so you can't be in it when they're painting, obviously. And I'm in a hotel room visiting with my wife and family that night, and I was watching local TV, and it was all over the news. And they blew up the, in Louisville, Laredo, they blew up and it showed the blown up, you know, windows blown out, door blown off, shattered roof, where this bomb went off. And I type it into Google, I find them bombing in South Mexico, northern Mexico, bombings of people's cars in Nuevo Laredo, the editor of the same newspaper, but I am having trouble finding that right now. But you can believe it, we're going to get that posted for you. I lost my call list here. Who's up next, and I'll get into some other news. Are you there, Scott? Who's up next, Scott? Okay, thank you. I lost my call list. Joe in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just needed to get some confirmation on this from some of the people here. I'm very concerned about First Amendment rights on campus. I tried to send you an email, but it got bounced. And
what'd you send it to?
Infowar.com, Tipside Infowar.
Well, it shouldn't be bouncing. That gets checked. But somebody come in, it might be clogged up, so we'll check it.
They're also jamming you on 9.985. I got a little anti-jamming thing, but it gets annoying.
Okay, sir, what's on your mind?
Well, if you have a free speech display and someone, anyone, does not agree with you, you cannot confront or correct them on it because that would be considered threatening behavior.
Oh, yeah, that's why they arrested the Christians kneeling and praying in Philadelphia a year and a half ago and tried to put them in jail for 47 years of peace because praying offended others and then they attacked the Christians, and so the Christians made them attack them, and so they're terrorists. And then this is, if what you're doing hurts someone's feelings, then you can go to jail.
Oh, yes. And I mean,
look, Art Zundel's in prison, whether you agree with him or don't agree. One of the other Holocaust deniers just got 3 years in Austrian prison, David Irving. Now they want to get more than 3 years. That's not enough.
Well, the acting vice chancellor, I talked to him directly yesterday, and I tried to get him to put into effect, if you disagree with someone and you do not remove yourself from the situation, the other party should be held harmless. And I said, well, this is just a suggestion. He says, well, I'm not taking your suggestion. Well, you know you're going on record for saying that. Well, I don't care. Okay, well, now you people are hearing it. I think there should be a full investigation of the entire UW system, top to bottom. Just do an entire audit of everything. And I think people who are paying their taxes should be getting their money's worth, including the students.
Well, sir, this is nationwide, these free speech stifling rules.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just surprised that most of the speakers we've had on campus. I would love to have you on campus, but I'm hesitant because what are they going to think of you? If you don't toe the whatever line, you know, and who do I...
Well, number one, I can't come speak at your campus. I'm too busy. But why don't you speak? You don't need me to come speak. You know what's going on.
Well, that would be another can of worms. But there's
well, specifically, what are they doing? I mean, this sounds like nothing compared to arresting people for praying.
Well, what they
by the way, there's video of all this. It was in the Philadelphia newspapers. This is not a joke. They faced 47 years. They first arrested like 18 of them, and then they finally took, I think, what was it, 8 of them to court? I had them all on.
Well, right now they're just pressing wide sweeping reforms. Right now the state is trying to impose that you cannot smoke in the building. Now, I don't personally smoke, but if they're going to take away the right of someone else, they're going to try taking away a right from me.
No,
that's
I hear
what
you.
I don't like.
Listen, to try to send that email again or try to send it to Paul Watson there at
all
Prison
right.
Planet. Thank you. Okay, we found Reuters. But it isn't even the same newspaper. This is it was stormed and people were shot. So there's another newspaper that was bombed in the town, and we're trying to find that. In fact, Austinites, who saw it, I know you were watching a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. What was that? One, two. It was already 2 weeks ago. No? Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. It was all over local news. I sat there watching TV for hours. It was all over local news about that they'd blown it up. It showed the blown up building. And I got another newspaper attacked. I can't find that one. This is Reuters. This is the 7th. So this is after suspected drug gunman stormed Mexico newspaper, Reuters. Gunman thought to be working for drug cartel shot and seriously wounded a reporter during a raid on a Mexican newspaper near the violent U.S.-Mexico border, reporters at the paper said Tuesday. At least two hooded men burst into the El Manana newspaper in Nuevo Laredo over the Rio Grande from Laredo, Texas, late on Monday, tossed a grenade. Ah, this is different. In the lobby, and raked the newsroom with automatic weapons fire. But that isn't the same newspaper. I guess they attacked two then. They attacked one a few days before, I guess. I've got, actually, Kevin just walked in here with a stack of these, and I was trying to Google during the break. I get really frustrated. And so sorry if I sounded flustered. I just get mad. I get so spoiled to these search engines. When I can't find something, I go nuts. It says night shift reporter Jamie Or Zocco, again, I can't pronounce any of these names, I apologize, was shot four times as he tried to flee. He was hospitalized and listed in serious condition after receiving multiple blood transfusions, editor Jose Garza said. Then let me grab the other one, Nuevo Laredo. Bomb destroys car of Prima Hora, editor in Nuevo Laredo. The editor of the newspaper Prima Hora, this was in May 10th of last year. The bombing was the second attack on a journalist in the city this year. And it says Dolores Guadalupe Garcia of Estorero, 91, that's just her address, died on the 16th of April as a result. And on April 5th, shooting. The climate of terror and impunity affecting journalists in Mexico's northern states is reaching alarming and unacceptable proportions, said RSF Radio. Once again, we call for the thorough investigation to unmask not only the killers, but those who ordered these repeated attacks against the press. And it talks about how they blew up the editor's car of another. I mean, this is on the border, folks. We have Nuevo Laredo, and a little bridge goes across. I've been down there with my family and my parents when I was a kid. Let's go to Mexico for the weekend. Okay. Nobody goes down there now. I mean, they show it on local news. It's a ghost town. These are big cities. I mean, they got, you know, 30-story buildings. It's shut down. There's no one there. It's destroying the economy. People are moving out on both sides. And it's just machine gunning and murdering. And there's murders almost every day. I don't have the numbers. It's every day I hear about a murder. I think it's worse than that. Well, I don't know. What's 800 dead just in that region last year alone? I mean, and it goes on and on. But the one I'm looking for is it was all over the news. One day it was on the news that they bombed it. The next day they said, we will no longer report on drugs. They capitulated. And that's the one I want. That's the one that needs to... Wait, here's another one. This is the Stein Report, a blog picking it up. This is Culture of Corruption, indeed, in today's newspaper. There was a small one-paragraph article that said the paper in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, has announced that it will no longer investigate stories on drug cartels. The drug cartels recently bombed the newspaper's headquarters in retaliation for some unflattering articles, and the newspaper editors got the message to shut up. So what is the Mexican government doing about this brazen tactic? They're running the attacks, folks. Of intimidation and, in fact, terrorism by the cartels? Nothing. Corruption to the core in Mexico's government. And they had another deal in Nuevo Laredo where they kidnapped a bunch of American citizens and had them inside a courtyard and then shot a bunch of them. And it was like something out of the Iranian hostage crisis, but they were killing them, and then it wasn't even on the news. It was just a minor blur. It was no national coverage. That's not true. MSNBC did have it. Mexico does absolutely nothing when we catch the military red-handed moonlighting for drug cartels. They're not moonlighting. Yet, ironically, last week it was reported that following the death of Coretta Scott King in Mexican clinic, the Mexican government ordered the closure of the clinic, and the Mexican consulate gave 20 American patients their 3 days to leave the country. What were the American patients doing that would warrant their mandated removal? I doubt they were in Mexico illegally. The Mexican government can waste time hassling law-abiding Americans. Oh, yeah, they'd love it. And visitors, but it does nothing about the drug smugglers. What a joke. So that's a blog talking about the news article. So there you have it. You have Reuters. You have IFEX, International Freedom of Expression Exchange News, picking up a story out of Mexican TV and several others. See, this should be top story everywhere. But the reason I get flustered is some people, I still get emails going, they didn't close the mission, the embassy there. I said, and I'm like, no, I really didn't. I mean, you heard the reporter on earlier. He goes, I heard that. I haven't seen evidence of it. It's on the State Department's website. You know what I'm going to do? Even though my staff is maxed out, when this show ends, I'm going to get about 10 articles, just smattering, posted about the embassy warnings, the travel warnings, the bombings, the shootings, the killings, the Los Zetas, the rocket attacks, the grenading, all of it. But here it is in Reuters, the grenade and the rest of it. But this is not the same newspaper. There's another one that got attacked, and that is, which one is that? The problem is there's too much evidence. That's the problem. There's just too much of it, and it's all just a swirling mess. A swirling mess. And, you know, I told that reporter that there are Mexican towns in the U.S. now that fly the Mexican flag, and the U.S. flag is flown. 10-part series 7 years ago in the San Antonio Express News on 4 towns at the time. Now it's up to 7. No English allowed in the court proceedings. Mexican flag flown, not the Texas or American flag. Mexico. This is Asia Media and Taipei Times. That's one of the big papers in Taipei. Mexico faked raid on kidnappers to satisfy TV crews. Kevin just walked in and gave me this. What does this have to do with? And it says, oh, I remember seeing this. What does it say it later in here that there was a bombing or something? Because I don't see it, and that's another article. See, that's the problem. There's just too many of these. We're going to go to break and come back and hit a few final important news stories that are in my stack that I have not mentioned yet or not gotten into yet before we end this segment just briefly. We are now carrying Jones Vion's United Nations Global Straitjacket book, 450-something pages long, but easy-to-read chapters on population control, sustainable development, Agenda 21, their control grids. You can recognize it at your local or state level. It's called Menialization, the Takeover. You need to go to InfoWars.com and the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart and order this book and some of the other books and videos. Look at the 14 specials we've got, some of my films as low as $5.95 a piece. You need to get my new film, The Order of Death, and you get a deal when you get that. If you want to order Codex Magica, Tex Mars' new book, get a big discount on both. When you get them together, save a lot of money. You want to do that, and they go together. That's InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.tv. See all my films and a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post, and video interviews in studio, my TV show, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Don't forget, PrisonPlanet.tv.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
No exaggeration, there are hundreds of links about journalists being killed. I mean, here's one on the border. radio journalist recovering after being shot, and that's up on the Texas border. I got like three other articles here in front of me. Here's one, two journalists shot and killed. Here's another one bombed. And then now this is going on here in Texas. They're killing informants, police. 15 cops got killed of different agencies last year in Texas by these different drug gangs, just in association with the border, on our side. And of the 800-plus dead, over 200 were on our side, just of citizens. I mean, it is bedlam. Bedlam. And the average person is just not aware of it. Here's one. Hertford Dirty Bombs has stepped up with new passenger scanners. London Independent, we have articles where they're going to do this here in the U.S. too, where they scan for radiation. But again, our borders will stay wide open, but they're going to have TSA random called Viper teams running around scanning everyone. Same thing in England. Screening systems to stop terrorists from smuggling nuclear devices. Oh, yeah, you'll just carry that around. Such as Atom or Dirty Bombs in Britain are being installed in airports, ports, and railway stations. Scotland Yard will also test people on the streets of London. Oh, what does that do for nuclear weapons? Okay, Kevin just ran in with another one. Which one is this? Pablo Padilla. The body was found of journalist for La Opinion on the border city of Matamoros, was discovered by the Border Patrol on the U.S. side of the Rio Grande, and it gets into how they shot him in the head. Jose Ramirez was killed in the same area, and he was found dead in the trunk of a car. Hugo Sanchez Estaquino, it just goes on and on. I can't even cover this anymore. I mean, what's the point? It's so ridiculous, the stuff that's going on. I mean, I look for bombing of a newspaper and find another one that was hand grenaded, a separate one, in the same town that I didn't even know about. And then I can't... Are we done registering on that yet? I know we could have been registered on that site by now. Oh, it's a pay site. Maybe we need to pay them to get the information. But it's just very frustrating. A little bit over a year ago, we wrote an article, you know, headlined... Border war cover-up, and it just went into all this, and it's full of links. That's where we need to go. I guess go to my own website and link through. We have all the stories saved. Why keep trying to go to the other newspapers and get it? But never fear, folks. We'll be back tomorrow from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time during the day. More big guests lined up all week, more of your calls. And, of course, I'm here every night, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, not just live, from 11 to 2 during the day. And then there's a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on the Genesis Network. If one of our affiliates out there is already picking up, a lot of you will like pick up an hour live during the day and then re-air 3 hours at night. And then you're looking for something overnight, air a couple hours overnight to hit that other audience. Because we're covering the real news. We're covering the real issues. We're upset about what's happening. We want to turn this country around. We want to defeat the New World Order. We want to get the tools out to the listeners so they can become up to speed and really informed. And I know most of you are more informed than I am on many issues. None of us can know it all. I just know that the amount of corruption and evil and lies and sellouts of this nation are reaching biblical proportions. And as soon as I get off air, I'm going to finish up writing an article with Paul Watson about the ports and the rest of the story. It's much worse than what you're hearing in the press, so look for that coming up later this afternoon on PrisonPlanet.com and, of course, InfoWars.com. And to my whole staff, of course, my wife, Violet Jones, Ryan Slickeisen, Kevin Smith, Shirley Gant, and then many others who don't like to be named, like Rob. And then there's Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Dwayne Cooch. Everybody on the team, that everybody, you the listeners that give us the information, we can't cover it all. We can't respond to it all. You can tell I spin out sometimes. I overheat sometimes because I just get frustrated. I am frantic to warn people. I am frantic to get the word out. I am upset because I know our way of life, our freedom, our very existence is in danger because of the New World Order. All right, be sure and visit PrisonPlanet.tv as well. A lot of new material there you need to see. Take care.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.